Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're on Radio Row. It's all brought to you by Howard Bank and our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. Download that app, as well as the Maryland Jockey Club, where they are racing at Laurel this weekend. I don't know if this guy's ever bet the ponies.
I bet you bet the ponies.
I was going to say.
I live in Vegas, so you go down, you bet, you know, all the different parks all over the country. And you just,
well, they're on every screen there all day long.
Screen. Laurel, though, I used to always like to bet at Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel is. Yeah. Louis Anderson, I never knew that I was going to be able to talk to you. I mean,
well,
I watch a lot of Family Feud in my youth.
You did?
Absolutely, man.
Survey says.
Emmy Award winner, man. At this late stage of your career, all these years of doing this, right?
Yeah.
You're winning Emmys, and you're still falling into interesting roles here. I mean, you got a show on FX.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's so much fun.
Baskets. Third season, right?
Third season, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock, FX. This is our third season. We are having so much fun. It was the best and hardest season. You know, that's how it goes, you know. This year, Christine, the character I play, is running a rodeo, and my sons are trying to help me, and it's really good. You know, the whole thing is just, it's just a really an unusual show about a family, probably more like most families than less like most families. You know, it's not the perfect family, but it's a real family, and I think people are looking for that.
Well, you know, for me with comedy, I've done sports radio 27 years, and I'm always threatening my wife that I'm going to begin a comedy career. I turned 50 this year.
I think you should try it.
Look, she's doing, all talk.
All talk, yeah.
I'm a funny MF-er, you know, in real life. I mean, she would tell you that. What's the secret for comedy and having an enduring career and working? Because I know there's a craft. It's like everybody in the world thinks that they could do sports radio.
Right.
And I've owned the station 20 years, and I brought him in, and I'm like, you know, I'm sure you've looked at some comedians like, dude, you're just not funny. You know what I mean? You don't have it, whatever that it is.
I think really, nice hat, by the way.
Thank you. Eagles fans.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm trying to make them
good
think
to
I'm
have
one
another
of them.
Bird.
I'm not one of them. Believe me, I don't ever want to be confused.
So, but here's the cool thing. I'll tell you the cool thing about this whole thing. It's really, really simple. You have to remember, let's just say now you think you're funny and you may be funny. Can you take that funny and go up 2.5 feet to the stage and not think about going up 2.5 feet? Can you retain that funniness? And can you, instead of talk to one person, talk to the entire crowd without making it seem like you're being too broad about it? Make it specific. So the secret is always, how do you adapt exactly what you're doing, like you did on radio.
Like Steve Martin does this thing online now,
right,
teaching you how to be a comedian,
right,
comedian school.
Right.
Your school was working in clubs in the middle of the night with all sorts of crap going on and trying to do anything you can do. The comedian, the whole scene of you've got to get the laugh. That is the drug, though, right? That lets you know you're successful. I know I'm successful. People write to me and say, I listen today. If they're listening today,
that's
27 years
right,
in.
Right.
Then I know I've got you, right?
Yeah, you're right. So I would say to you, you really, like stand up like radio, you have to do it to get better at it.
And you're going to stink at first, probably.
No, you're going to not do like you think you're going to do. But I don't think you're stinking if you're trying it.
When did you begin your comedy career? When's the first time you stepped on a stage?
It was right across the river and a little club called Mickey Finn's. And
how old
October
were you?
10th, 1978, I was 25.
What about 21, 22, 23, 24 did not lead? What made you get on the stage that
I did it on a dare.
There it is.
I was never.
My wife
gonna...
has been daring me for 50 years because I've always said, it's not that I think of it. For me, I know there's a craft and I would really like to work at it. I don't think I would be very good at
it. I know, but you have to just divorce yourself and take what you can from the radio. Bring that with you, get people's attention. But you've got to have content.
Right, oh, of course. And that content comes from living in the real world, right?
Yeah, right. And I think your biggest challenge would be to be present where they're at and not be too big when you get there.
I appreciate that.
Because you have
insight.
A big personality. And listen, why don't you try 3 minutes, tape it, send it to me at louis@louisanderson.com. That goes right to my phone.
And you'll tell me if I'm funny.
And I will critique your act. I'll call you and we'll watch the act. I've done it many a time.
Oh, so you have been a taste tester.
I really want people to learn how to do stand-up comedy if they want to do it.
I didn't know you were in a mentoring role.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people I've worked with, but I never mention. And they're doing really well nowadays.
But you're not going to give me one name of somebody I could aspire to be?
No, because it isn't fair to them. If they want to mention it, that's cool. But I do it out of, I want them to be great.
Can I, this is a deep question. Is it hard to be funny these days?
No.
No? I mean, politically?
It's easier than ever.
Okay.
Well, politically, I mean, I never did politics, but I think there's tons of great political. There's 10 late night shows dedicated to the current president.
Sure.
You know? So I think it's not, I think everything is hard, but I think what you have to do is find your niche. I think your thing is people and what bugs you. That would be my guess.
Look the at stuff this. That He's bugs you. You're like a tarot card
right?
reader.
Isn't I right? It's stuff
thoughts?
That bugs you.
Pisses
and,
me off.
And I think this is your nemesis in your act, your wife. My wife said to me today, don't you think that's it?
Yeah. So let me tell you about my wife.
Yeah. No, but seriously.
My mother-in-law? Oh, yes. I can't do can't do mother-in-law
you
jokes.
You can.
No, yeah. I can't. No,
oh,
I can't.
Oh, you better not.
No, I can't. I can't do mother-in-law jokes.
But I think you should try it. I really love that you might really think about doing
Mickey
it.
Mickey Coachella, who's a local comedian. Yeah. He probably done his show many times. Not E-Rock, and now he's independent. He's always, you said to me, you're really funny. You should do this. And my wife's like, he doesn't have the balls. He doesn't have the stone. She's egging me. She's egging me on.
You know what?
She's going to be the tomato tosser.
You know, when you're so sad, I originally got into comedy because I heard people threw food at you. Anyway, that's one of my earliest
that's good.
Jokes.
That was one of my earliest jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So, but here's what I'll say to you. You can't walk on stage with the success that you have here to there and expect that. That won't happen.
Yeah, they're not going to show up because I've talked sports for 27 years.
They're not going to be, you're not going to be as good as you are at this. As you are at that.
Perfect. Like a piano player trying to learn to play the guitar. A little bit.
A little, yes. Very similar. Very similar. But what I'm saying to you is, does it mean anything to you? Because if it doesn't, don't do it. It won't matter then. Because you do this because it means something.
What led you there?
You know, I was just really, I really felt natural up there. I had 10 brothers and sisters growing up.
So you were ham by nature?
Yeah, I was actually the kid who said the kind of little smart-ass remark.
Okay, you were the poker.
They're cheering for me.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Your name's not Eagles, it's Louie.
Louie. That's right.
Get your headset on, that's fine.
Oh.
All right, we're going to promote your show here, FX Baskets, Minnesota native.
And I have a new book coming out called Hey Mom, all about the journey I took in baskets. I wrote letters to my mom about it after she died, and that book is going to be out on Mother's Day. You can go to louiebook.com.
I read on the internet, and Dominican Sue saved your life one time in a pool. Is that true?
He did. I was doing a show called Splash, and I dove into a pool 17 feet, and I'm not that good of a swimmer, so I didn't know you had to follow the bubbles to the top. I was going down, and then I panicked, and then he could see that, and he pulled me up out of it.
Well, he's big enough, man. He'd jump in there. I didn't know he could swim. Thank you for stopping
by.
Good luck.
Let me know about your stand-up.
All right, I'm going to give you a card here, and if I can make Louie laugh, maybe I can make you laugh as well.
I love it.
Louie Anderson, FX Baskets. You can find him out on the internet. He's everywhere that comedy travels, including still on the stages, helping me ghostwrite my first material, I think. good luck. Thank you. Thank you very much. Work on stuff I know, he says. All right. I think I know funny. I'm from Baltimore, so... Work on a real subject.
My wife said.
He wants to work on my wife said jokes.
My wife said that. What do you
feel? I'll figure it out. Louis giving me tips here on the way out the door. You can find me out in the BayouToyota.com audio vault 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. We're at the Mall of America. You never know who you're going to bump into out here. I didn't even talk about the awful climate out here that Louis and these people have been subjected to. Been 10 below out here. I can't wait to get home. All of our WNST coverage brought to you by our friends at Box Hill Pizzeria. The best crab cakes in Harford County can now be shipped anywhere in the world at boxhillpizzeria.com. I call it a crab cakeria. I can't wait to get home and get some of that salad dressing I got sitting in my refrigerator this time. Fremont Mortgage. Don't make a 30-year mistake by choosing the wrong lender. You need Carl Delmont and our friends at Fremont Mortgage. You go to Fremont.com. Buying, selling, refinancing, getting some real information. That's what Fremont is for. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports.